Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing out there today, man? Hope everything going well with y'all. Y'all having a wonderful, beautiful, blessed, wonderful day, man. And you know, I hope y'all stay prayed up and y'all pray today to get y'all day started, to get y'all day going, and that y'all mind is on God and that you know you stand perfect as possible in the Word and keeping God anointings on you so that you can always be blessed by Him. And you know, Satan can't come and try to stop you from doing what you need to do, because we must understand that Satan can work through family members, Satan can work through spouses, Satan can work through our children, Satan can work through our co-workers, Satan can work through anyone that is open, you know what I'm saying, to be abominational to our Father, you know what I'm saying? So if they're not in the law or stand in the law, Satan can use them. Just like our Father can use us. Our Father used us to do the right thing, to teach His word and, you know, to help others, you know what I'm saying, to help save souls for His kingdom. So Satan could utilize people to help take souls for His kingdom, right? So he can utilize anybody, you know what I'm saying, that allow him to utilize them. So if they're not open to the law of God, they're not living by the law of God, then Satan can use them, right? So what our Father teaches us is a powerful, powerful law, right? Which most people may skip by it. Most people may not understand it, or, you know, it's hard to do, right? So one powerful law that our Father teaches us is to forsake. So in the law of forsake, we must understand that we can't allow anyone to hinder us from being in the kingdom of God. We can't allow anyone to stop us from being in the kingdom of God. We can't allow anyone to try to utilize whatever deceptional skills to try to stop us from being in the kingdom of God, right? So therefore, first off, we have to start out with forsaking ourselves, because when we forsake ourselves, it'll be easier to forsake anybody else, because yourself can be deceived by your own heart to go against the laws of God and the will of God because of what you may want to do or what you may think is right instead of doing what God, Father Yahweh, think is right. So whatever our Father think is right is the only way to go far as life itself, right? He said anything outside of His laws is abominational to Him. And when you abomination to God, then you're working with the enemy, which is Satan, and then now you're an enemy to God, right? So we must understand that the forsaken law is very, very, very powerful. So we must forsake all things of the world, because things of the world can cause you to come against God without you probably not even knowing, you know. Just by you not meditating on this word, by you not being, you know, in this word, understanding Him and trying to get understanding from Him. So what would happen is God would allow us to, God would allow, Father Yahweh would allow us to, you know, what's that word? To try to stop us from, you know, depending on man and doing what man wants us to do, because then you become cursed for doing that, right? Because he wants you to do what he wants you to do. So this forsaken situation, this forsaken law, it becomes a curse. I mean, not a curse, it becomes a test, right? Because, you know, we ask for many things from God, right? We ask for so many things. And, you know, our Father tell us, you know, whatever we speak on, we must stand on, because it's power in the tongue. So whatever we say out of our mouth is very, very powerful, right? So we must understand that if we telling God that we forsake all these things, then we got to stand on what we saying, right? And most people don't tell God that they forsake all these things because they love these things, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be that they haven't forsaken, they love it, or, you know, they may not have found, you know, in the word that it says forsake, but I'm telling you that you're supposed to forsake. It's in the word, and in this forsaken law, you must understand that God is testing you at all times when it comes to this, right? Because He wants you to put Him first. So anything that you put before God is your God, right? So anything that you valuing and honoring, you know what I'm saying, more than our father Yahweh, then that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? So that's how he would see it. So when you asking for things, you know what I'm saying, you may ask amiss because you don't understand that you putting things before God. So if you putting things before God, then your mind may not be right in his laws to understand that you can't ask in the midst, but you may ask in the way that he needs you to ask. So if you haven't forsaken anybody or anything or all things, then it's gonna be a problem. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a lie, right? And you don't want to lie to God because he understands. You know what I'm saying? It's God, like he's gonna understand that you're lying to him. So that's the problem. So when you telling God that you forsake everything, you gotta stand on what you say, just like with anything else. You know what I'm saying? So we can't play with God, we can't play with his word, and we can't play with our life, because our life depends on God. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't put God first, then you're not putting your life, you know what I'm saying, in the hands of God, so that you can be saved, so that you can, you know what I'm saying, have eternal life. You putting other people in front of you, other things of this world in front of you that you have been deceived by, you know what I'm saying, and now you allowing that thing to have control over your life instead of allowing God to have control over your life. Because if you told God that you want to do his will, then you must understand that his will come before anything. You know what I'm saying? So everything that we speak, we got to stand on. So forsaking other people is very, very, very valuable, because God is going to test us to see if we're true, so then he can bless us, you know what I'm saying, for what we said that we're going to do. Because it's just like how, like, if we made an image of our father and he tell us that, you know, that whatever he said, God is not one that can lie, right? So God don't lie. So if our father don't lie, then we shouldn't lie, because we're in the image of him. You know what I'm saying? So this, just to sum it all up, when you look at Abraham, you know what I'm saying? Abraham was a child of God, right? He was a just man, and, you know, he lived by God's laws, you know what I'm saying? And he wanted kids and everything, right? So when Abraham had his first son, which is Isaac, when Isaac was born, God had asked Abraham to basically sacrifice Isaac for him, because he had to test him. He had to make sure that, you know, that this child won't be in the way of what I got going on with you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the problem. Many people ask God for things, and when God give it to them, if he give it to them, then sometimes they allow that thing, or, you know, that child, or whatever, you know, it may be, whatever you may ask God for, they allow that to now become their God, because now that takes the time from God. You know what I'm saying? When you supposed to be devoted to God and put God first over everything, and that's why you're supposed to forsake. So he had to make sure to test Abraham, to make sure that Abraham stood on his word, because once Abraham did, then guess what? He blessed him with many children. He blessed him with many things, with the inheritance, everything, because Abraham was devoted to God. You know what I'm saying? He was loyal to God. He was committed to God. You know what I'm saying? He was all these things. So that's the same thing we have to be, right? So we got to understand that we come from the seed of Abraham. So if you become in the seed of Abraham, you must do the same thing, you know what I'm saying, in order for God to bless you. You can't go outside of what you want to do from your own heart, because then you'll be deceiving yourself. So that's why you got to forsake yourself. You forsake your spouse. You forsake your children. To forsake your house, which is material things. You know what I'm saying? Your parents, grandparents, cousins, friends, co-workers, whatever it is that's trying to hinder you from doing the will of God, the works of God, living the ways of God, whatever it is. Everything and anything is supposed to be forsaken. So yeah, man, I just want y'all to know that, because I know a lot of people, they don't forsake. You know what I'm saying? They wonder why, you know, things don't push through for them, or, you know what I'm saying, why God may not be doing things for them in their life. And, you know what I'm saying, a key part of it is because you haven't forsaken anything. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't forsake nothing, then you kind of won't be getting that. You can, because his grace is on you. You know what I'm saying? God can, his grace, you know what I'm saying? He can finesse things for you and make things happen for you. You know what I'm saying? Because he really loves you. He wants you to be blessed. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to forsake everything and put him first. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? He's going to bless you with things. But at the same time, you got to understand that you have to put him first in order for him to continue to do these things and in order for him to bless you with abundance of things because that's what he's looking for, right? I mean, he wouldn't do it to Abraham and not want to do it to us. You know what I'm saying? So we must understand that. You know what I'm saying? I hope that really helped y'all. Love y'all, man. Shalom. Love y'all.